Funstar going great guns inside the 250 and opens up two lengths now on Probabil. A mile back to the rest, but Funstar full of running, and she's the star filly for the Flight Stakes. She's ripping away. Funstar wins it by three lengths to Probabil. Fox for grabs.
Well, when she won that as a three-year-old, I think Chris Waller anointed her as the best horse in his stable, and she was thought of maybe taking the reins and the mantelpiece from Winks. It didn't end up that way. She was still extremely well represented in her career, winning more than $1.1 million from 18 starts. Yesterday, though, in the Inglis online auction, she earned $2.7 million. Ollie Coolman is the man who found her and bought her, and he'd be a very happy man after yesterday. Ollie, great to have a chat this morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Michael. Yeah, very, very good.
Now, when you put her on in the online auction, do you put a reserve on? What was your reserve? Was it anywhere near 2.7?
Well, the ownership group announced to anyone interested in it that we were expecting $1 million. We knew that we were conservative, but we're a racing partner, not a breeding partnership. And essentially, she was on the market within 3 minutes of her going online.
That first $1 million bid, do you know who placed that first $1 million bid?
No, we're not privy to that information, obviously, under the regulation of the digital platform, but it was a speculator quite obviously. I dare say that person might not have been there at 6 o'clock last night, but a good way to start, and it meant that just put her on the market, and a number of individuals, eight in fact I'm told, eight individuals bid on her, and they all owned it for a period of a few minutes.
Gee, unbelievable. Hey, Ollie, we've got a bit of a dodgy line. I might give you a call back in 30 seconds because we want to hear you really clearly about this story. So we'll get Ollie back on the line. It's a little bit rough to hear him. So she's made $2.7 million. She's been sold over to Japan, where we've seen in recent days the progeny of broodmares Yankee Rose and also She Will Reign have sold for in excess of $2 million and $4 million Australian. So while $2.7 million may sound like a lot of money now, it may not in a few years after we see some of Funstar's progeny, which are reared over in Japan. And as Matt said, this could be the way of the future as far as broodmare sales are concerned. So it'll be interesting to get Ollie's thoughts on that as well. I think we've got him back here. Ollie, are you there?
How's this?
That's a lot better. Good to get you back. So I'd love to go through the thought process from the ownership. I know Arthur Inglis is involved, so it probably gives some insight as to why this decision was made to put Funstar on the Inglis digital online market. But was it a calculated gamble?
Oh, not at all, really. But major sales were all over. She was she'd reached that we'd made a decision to end her racing, and we wanted to. We wanted to put her out the market. It was a very easy decision for us to make based on the exposure that digital platforms have been getting and the ability for people to be able to bid from various parts of the world. So it was a very, very easy decision. It was actually never considered to keep her for another 12 months, get her in sold and put her through a standard auction.
Where were you watching the online bids as they rolled in towards the close of play?
Yeah, I was with Arthur and Charlotte Inglis and my wife and our kids watching it on the we had it on the big screen, and my son, we had rugby training and he went to rugby training and did his rugby training, came back and they were still fitting on it. It was just we were happy at 1.3 and we were starting to ring around saying, oh, we've broken a world record. We're all very happy with that. And it just got longer and longer and longer, which I was about. But, yeah, that's what the auction system allows to happen, and we were just very lucky.
Why did she go for so much, in your honest opinion? $2.7 million, people say, oh, they may have paid overs. Why do you think she went for so much?
Well, I think the first reason would be that she's got one very good pay, and whilst when we purchased her, it wasn't all that attractive. A lot's happened in the last couple of years, and there's a lot of horses bred to some very good stallions. So the scope on the pace is very good. The other thing too is she was a particularly quick horse. She had a turn of foot that was quite explosive, and from Northern Farm, and they have the ability to generate pretty good income when they only look at the results of the sale last week. So I think she's been we got right on to the right people, and fortunately someone was able to push the cheetah right to the end.
Ollie, it's an unbelievable story. Congratulations, being a big part of it. $2.7 million, Katsumi Yoshida of Shaddai Farm, buying Funster. We'll look forward to seeing her progeny over in Japan in the coming years.
Yeah, we all look forward to it.
Good on you, Ollie. Ollie Coolman.